June 28, 1923. How, in creating man, God cast into him the seed of the eternal love. I was thinking of the immense love of my most sweet Jesus, and he let me see all creatures as though bound inside a net of love. And he said to me, "My daughter, in creating man, I cast into him many seeds of love. In his intelligence, in his eyes, in his word, in his heart, in his hands, in his feet, in everything, I place the seed of love. And I was to work it from outside. And together with me, I placed all created things in order to make this seed sprout and grow according to my will. Having been placed by an eternal God, this seed was also eternal. So, man contains an eternal love within himself, and that eternal love goes toward him constantly to receive the requital of the seeds of its eternal love that was cast into man, and to give him new and eternal love. In fact, I wanted to be inside of man as seed and outside of him as worker, to form in him the tree of my eternal love. Indeed, what good would it be for man to have eyes filled with light if he did not have an external light to illuminate him? He would remain always in darkness. So, in order to enjoy the effect of the light, it takes the internal light of the eye, as well as the external light of the sun that illuminates it. The same for the mind. If he had no speech to express his thought, the life of his intelligence would die, and would be without fruit, and so with all the rest. I love man so much that I not only cast into him this seed of my eternal love, but I put him under the waves of my eternal love, which is spread throughout the whole creation, in order to make it germinate in him and to overwhelm him completely within my eternal love. And so, if the light of the sun shines in his eyes, it brings him the wave of my love. If he takes water to quench his thirst, or food to nourish himself, they bring him the wave of my eternal love. If the earth lays itself under his feet and remains firm to allow his step, it brings him the wave of my love. If the flower gives off its fragrance, if the fire unleashes its heat, everything brings him my eternal love. But this is not enough. I myself am with them, working inside and outside, to arrange, to confirm, and to seal all my similes in the soul of man, so that, as I give him eternal love he may give to me. So, the creature also can love me with eternal love, because it contains the seed of it. But to my highest sorrow, man suffocates this seed. And then it happens that even though my love keeps him under its waves, he does not feel the light which my love brings him, because having suffocated the seed, he has become blind. Even though he burns, he does not get warm, and as much as he may drink and eat, his thirst is not quenched, nor is he nourished. Where there is no seed, there is no fecundity.